I start life from here and now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Thought for Today. I start life from here and now. What a wonderful thing to do. Starting life from here and now. Well, our scientists profoundly tell us there is only the here and the now. There is only here and now. Here and now. Here and now. First person present tense positive. This is what we say all the time. First person present tense positive. Here and now. I start life from here and now. Did you ever see a baby starting life from being an elderly person? Did you ever see a marriage starting out with the expectation of all the problems that are going to come? Did you ever see a child going to school and saying, I'm so dumb, I'm so dumb, I'm so dumb? Or does a child go to school and say, I wonder what exciting learning we're going to do today. I wonder what exciting things we're going to have today. And sometimes they know because the teacher has given them a little look ahead. But basically, it's going to be an adventure of awakening to the inner awareness of something new today. Today, I start life from here and now. I listen to the here and now. I listen to the within. I listen to the thoughts that are going on in me right now. Right now. I start from the here and now. Now, you say, well, I have the background from yesterday and the days before. I have the learning that I did, which brought me to this awareness where I am today. I have the conceptualization of what's going on in my world and how important it is or how unimportant it is, that's who I really am. And then the inner voice comes and says, ha ha, fooled you, didn't I? Ha ha, fooled you, didn't I? What do you mean, fooled me? Well, I fooled you. Well, what do you mean, fool me? Well, I make you think that there is a past and that there is a future. And there's only now. But there is a past. I know I was there. I had experiences. When I first got on my bike and rode it, what a great experience that was. And well, that's not past. You're living it right now. Every thought I think of the past, I'm living right now. Yes, that's right. Every thought of the past that you think, you're living right now because you are having that experience in your consciousness, in your attention, in your thinking right now. And any plan you have for the future, any expectation you have for the future, we're going to go to the park and we're going to play ball and we're going to have a picnic. We're going to have such a good time. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, either you think of that in relation to previous picnics and previous going to the park, or you visualize it as something new right now. You visualize yourself tomorrow in the park, sitting on the swings, sliding down the slide, playing ball with your friends, having a wonderful picnic dinner with lots of picnic goodies. Oh my, can you taste that chocolate cake? Can you taste that ice cream? Can you taste all of those? See, it's the dessert first, you know. Here and now. I start life from here and now. Now, the moment I start to understand this, the moment I start to recognize that this is true, then I not only start life from here and now, my life is fulfilled. How do I visualize tomorrow? Do I visualize tomorrow as a challenge? Do I visualize tomorrow as something to be accomplished? Do I visualize something tomorrow as something done? Well, that's the best way to do it, isn't it? How do I visualize the past? I visualize that it's done. But I visualize me being there and it is done because I know exactly what is taking place. I know exactly how it's happening. I know that it's done. I know that it's complete. It's here and it's now. I know that the energy that I expand at any time is merely expressing myself wherever my thought seems to take me. Can I go to the racetrack? Can I go to the beach? Can I be up in a be an astronaut in outer space? Can I step out of the astronaut's rocket and then step into space and sort of propel myself about in space by giving me these thrusts off my little rockets? Can I do these things? I'm doing that right now. I'm doing it right now. I'm living that adventure. Well, when is that going to happen? Well, right now. Well, no, you're preparing for it. You're going to go to astronaut school and you're going to learn these things and you're going to prepare these things. No, it's right now. Right now. Well, you have to do these things. You have to go to the technical schools to learn all about space and all about being out in outer space and how to handle yourself and how to breathe. And you have to go to the gym and learn how to exercise your body so it's strong and powerful and able to withstand all of the projects you got. You have to go into the G-force machines and the no G-force machines. You have to go into the anti-gravity almost machines where there's no gravity and you just float in space. You have to go into all those things. You have to learn how to exercise out in space so that your muscles don't atrophy and just become nothing. You have to learn. No, you don't. All these things I'm just speaking about now, we're doing right now. The moment I spoke anything, we did it. The moment I spoke anything, if we were paying attention, we did it. We were there. We were floating into space. We were floating around our capsule. We were floating out there in outer space. We were repairing in the different things that needed to be repaired. We were just having a good time. We were thinking everything is so wonderful, and it is, but it was wonderful now, because I start life from the here and the now. I start any adventure that I think about from here and now. I start any adventure that I think of from the past, here and now. I am not reliving it, I am living it. There's no reliving the past, because if you were to relive it, you'd live it exactly the way it was. But because you live it now, you put into it your awareness of it, you put into it your awareness of the future, you put into it your awareness of anything that goes on, and whatever you had done in the past, whatever, if you could say, actual experience took place, it's not the same experience that's taking place right now, because you are a different person looking at what you're looking at, experiencing the past, remembering the past, living the past. You're a different person. In the past, if you want to say that, you were 20 years old, and now you're 30 years old. In the past, you may have been 10 years old at your lake cottage, and then now you're 30 years old, and you look back at it totally differently. You remember it totally differently, the things that you live in the past. You're living them totally differently, yet you're living them with a smidgen of the sameness about it. I start life from here and now because that's the only starting place there is. That's the only place that I will ever be, is here and now. And what is that here and now? Is that something important for me to think about? Not at all. Not at all. The only important thing for me to think about is that thoughts are things, and whatever I think about, I give power to. Thoughts are energy. Whatever I think about, I give energy power to. Thoughts are the reality of me, and whatever I think about, whatever thought I have in my consciousness, that I empower to be a reality in my life. Now, when I say reality, do I mean reality? Do I mean immortality? Do I mean something that is everlasting? Yes, because it is a point. It is the point where I am. And I have that point in my consciousness every once in a while. And sometimes I don't have that point in my consciousness, and when I don't have that point in my consciousness, it does not exist. and yet it always exists. And when I talk like that, it sounds so strange. It sounds so irrational and unreasonable. And that's exactly what it's all about. I start from the here and now, and everyone knows that there is a past and there is a future, and there is a present and there is a now. Well, when we change our consciousness, when I change my consciousness, and leave the past and the future and the present all behind, and live in the here and now, I will find that there is so much excitement to living in here and now that I will be so filled with joy, so filled with satisfaction, so filled with everything good and beautiful as I am, that I will not be concerned about wanting to think past, present, or future. I will only be delighted in being the now, in being the here and the now. It's an exciting adventure to do. It's an exciting part time to be in. And do I want to do that? Well, the evidence is in what kind of a world I live in. Do I live in a world of fulfillment right now? Or do I live in a world of expectation, of anticipation, of looking for something? Am I looking in a world of probability? Or am I looking in the world of isness now? All of them are okay. All those worlds are okay. I created every one of those worlds. I created the world of indecision and the world of decision. I created all those things. And they're perfectly fine. But what world is the world that is everlasting? And the world that is everlasting is the is. It transcends the here and the now. It transcends the past and the present and the future. It transcends all those things because it encompasses all. And as it encompasses all, it is now. Try it out in your life. And as you try it out in your life, you'll see just how exciting, just how wonderful, just how fulfilling it is to live now and be the all now. Kind of impressive, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.